stupid. So there are.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Raw Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
I bring to you today a word entitled Noonday. The word today is entitled Noonday. There are some sadness in the house because people have lost family members, precious and dear family members. And it's not due to COVID. So there are some sadness in the house. I hope that each and everyone that is listening to this word on today, it doesn't matter what your situation is, you will realize that there is such a thing that is called noonday. Our noonday and God's noonday are two different noonday. The word of the Lord said, "For my ways are not your ways, and neither is my thoughts your thoughts. As far as the east is from the west, so is God's ways different from our ways." Job said, "Who can find out God by searching?" The more you think you have understand God, that is, the more you find out you don't know. God is mysterious, and God will never allow no one person to decipher every single complex of who God is. His ways are past finding out. So I want to say to you today, be comfortable. You don't know it all, and you will never know it all. Some mighty men have walked this walk. And the Apostle Paul says, "For now we know in part, and we understand in part. But when he that is come," when Yeshua is come, somebody shout the second time, "we will understand all things in its fullness." Oh, somebody ought to bless God. Somebody ought to praise God. Everyone need a noonday. A noonday experience. When you hear of the word noonday, you think of sunlight. You think of the brightest part of the day. Afternoon day, you expect evening. So noonday sun is very hot. And when your days become bleaky, rainy, and your cloud hangs so low that you can't see the sun, you wish for a noonday experience. When your going get tough and it seems like there is no way, what do? You wish for a noonday. When all that we have is gone and it seems like there is no hope in sight, you want a noonday. We all have our good days and our bad days and our sleepless night. But somebody say, "But God. Look where he brought me from." What is your worry and what is your complaint on today? I've got news for you. Noonday is about to show up in your circumstance. So you have prayed and you have fasted and your days still seem so long and weary. And you're wondering, where is God in all of this? There is a noonday somewhere with your name on it. God got the answer to our noonday. You may have wasted your precious time and energy complaining to yourself and others. Wasted energy. You must learn how to get answer and result from God. Amen? Our broken days, our sad days, they don't just come to plummet us. They come to give us experience, and they come to give us strength. They come to let you know that you can do all that. Mr. Miller said something to me, and what he said was, he said, can you imagine if a child, if a baby could speak? He said, God have his reason why a baby don't speak. Because you think of a child and you just think of the pureness of heart. You think of a child and all you see is just soul. That when we hear that some of them are abused, you wonder to yourself, how could anyone in their right mind abuse such a precious thing? Are you listening to what I'm trying to say to you? Because we're going somewhere. And so it is that that which we seek is in God. And I've got news for you. I've got news for you. God is not just in heaven. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's sitting in the inside of you even now. And you're still searching for him. Not your neighbor, if you're sitting close enough to someone and said, you're looking for God, but there's no need to look for God. God is on the inside, right there. And it does not mean that because God is right there, that means that you won't have trouble. God was in heaven when Lucifer rose up and created war in heaven. But I've got news for you. God is still here and the devil is still raising Cain. But he, the devil, will not have the victory. Wave your hand and give the Lord praise. There is a way to get your noonday. But I have news for you. It is a system that you must plug into. So you might say, you can talk to me about noonday all you want, senior pastor. Tell me, how do I obtain a noonday when the rain is falling and the cloud hangs so low I can't see the sun? How do I get a noonday experience? You've got to tap into the systematic plan of God. So, without that, you will never see the noonday. So can I qualify the noonday for you? Let's get into the system. Turn your Bibles quickly to the book of Isaiah 58. God had enough of Israel complaining. They complained how they have fasted and got no result. They complained that they have prayed and got no result. One day God spoke to Isaiah the prophet and he said, I want you to lift up your voice like a trumpet. Some people have a problem when people lift up their voice like a trumpet. But when God is in you, sometimes that's what he demands of you. And some of us can lift up our voice like a trumpet to cuss your neighbor out. But when you come to church, you act like a saint, like you can't even wave your hand. So God spoke to Isaiah the prophet and he said, cry aloud and spare not. In other words, don't hold back. I don't care if it is the president that show up. Open up your mouth and cry out. He said, like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression in the house of Jacob, their sin. God said, now they're complaining about me. They're murmuring about me that I'm not a good God because I don't see their situation. God said, no, I'm going to have a talk with you. So God said, this is what you're saying. Verse 3 says, wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and you take no knowledge? Anybody ever get mad with God? Have you ever just prayed and prayed about some things, and yet the situation remained the same? And you said, but where is God? And you turn your plate down. And you go into fasting. No result. Listen up. God said to them, Behold, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, you fast for strife and debate. So let me tell you something. There's a system to fast. When it's time to fast, there are some things that must be in order. All right? So when you need an answer from God, you need to clean up your mind. You need to check yourself and make sure that everything is in order, because you are coming into the presence of God expecting results. How can you go to fasting when you're in malice with the brother or the sister? How can you go to fasting when you're angry with your neighbor? How can you go to fasting when you see people that are hungry and you never feed them? When you have time, you read the whole chapter for yourself. And a desire of mine is to one day, when you read the Bible, to be able to put the verses in their proper order. Hello? In their proper order. So God began to complain, and God says, let me tell you how to get results from me. I love God. Anybody love God? I just love God. God says, you've been chasing me and you can't find me, but now I'm going to tell you how to find me. This is hide and go seek. I'm going to be still and I'm going to tell you where in the closet I'm hiding. God is saying to the people, if you want results from me, he said, you have to deal your bread to the poor. You want results from me? You've got to take in those that are cast out of their house to your house. He's talking about the church now. He's talking about the people of God. Are you listening to what I'm trying to say to you? Now, some of us, you want to hide what you have. And you don't want to share, but you want to go to fasting though. No result, honey. You get up and eat. Because there is no result. You're starving yourself. You're not fasting. God said, is it such a fast that I have chosen? Is it about afflicting your soul? Verse 5. Is it about hanging down your head like a bulrush? Because some people, when they're fasting, they look so sad because they want everybody to know that they're fasting. When Yeshua came, he said, anoint your head with oil. Look happy. Because really and truly fasting, you're supposed to be happy about fasting because it is going to birth results. Somebody ought to bless God. I don't know if you're getting this word today, but you got to catch this word. He really got to get it quick. He said, is it to put on sackcloth? Some of us tend to think that if we put on raggedy clothes, someone is going to deem you to be humble. Did you know that you can act like you're humble and it is pride that caused you to behave like that? Because to be humble is about the heart, the condition of the heart. It's not about the outward show.
That's right. Come on.
Because you can act like you're humble, but your heart is a stout. So God deals with the heart. Listen what God said to them. In the day of your fast, you're striving with each other. You're fighting with each other. You come to fasting, but you're cussing. Pointing fingers. You know, you are fasting and someone walk in and their shoes did not look that good. And you nudge your friend. Because we like to sit beside our friend. You nudge your friend and point at the person's shoes. You come to fasting though. You're looking for result though. Hypocrite. God is not going to answer. No, you will not get an answer. But listen. Somebody shout noonday. God said to them, you know better. I'm breaking it down. You know better. You know about the fast that I have chosen. Since you have forgotten, let me remind you. Now, I want you to look at verse 7. Is it not to deal your bread to the hungry? And that you bring in the poor that are cast out of their house? When you see us the naked, that you cover him, yes. And that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. And some of us are on our way, think we are on our way to heaven, but your own flesh and blood, they can't knock at your door, and neither can they dial your number, because they don't have it. You have changed it. If you want. God. There are major prophets and minor prophets. You listen to what I'm trying to say to you. So when the major engineer comes, the major engineer can say, no, you're not doing this. You need to do that. You need to do that. You need to do that. Hello? So much so that when the major engineer comes, he said, I don't understand the internet service. It's slow. You need more power. What is going on? It took that engineer now to find out that we have been paying for a service that we're not getting. So that major engineer was able to make a phone call now and get to the top dog and say, what's up? Look at here, you've been robbing us. And this is what we want permanently. Yes. Guess what? He got it because he knows what he's talking about. Are you listening to what I'm trying to say to you? God have a system. I'm telling you, the service was here all along, being paid for, just wasn't being accessed. That which you're looking for, your expectancy, is right here. You just need to learn how to access it. And verse 8, we're moving into verse 8 now. Then shalt thou break forth as the morning when you have done these things. When you have done these things, he did not say when you invest in AT&T. He didn't say that when you invest in Robin Hood. He says that when you have humbled yourself and know who I am and treat your neighbor accordingly, then you shall break forth at the morning. Somebody shout noonday. It get better. It does get better because everybody want to break forth, but nobody want to plug into the system. Woo! It takes work to get into the system. Lord, Lord. You understand what I'm trying to say to you? It takes work to get into the system because, Michelle, when people rub you the wrong way, this flesh wants to retaliate. But the system says you can't move, you will get electrocuted. The system says you got to stay in place because you need to break forth. Mm-hmm. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health spring forth speedily. What a lot of money we are wasting on our health because we won't plug into the system. It didn't say that you wouldn't get sick. What it says is that when your health is failing, healing will come quick. Somebody said, I want that system. I have to purchase that system. I don't care how much the system costs. Let me tell you something. The system is going to cost your pride. The system is going to cost you the strength. It get better. Then shall your health spring forth speedily. Anybody love God? And thy righteousness shall go before thee. I love God because some people righteousness is behind them. Your righteousness is supposed to be before you. Then you ask the question, what is righteousness? Righteousness is right doing. Righteousness is not about how long you can wear your dress. Ladies, we should be decent. Don't get me wrong. Righteousness is not about how broad your hat is. Hello now. Righteousness is not about how cute you look and what name brand you wear. Come on now. Your righteousness, your good act, your characteristics must precede your steps. Oh, Lord. Listen, 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 listen. And the glory of the Lord shall be your real reward. The glory of the Lord will be your protector. The glory of the Lord will be your protection. The glory of the Lord will reward you for your good deeds. Oh, somebody bless God. Some of us are upset because we have done some good things for some people and they never even turn around and say thank you. It is God that is going to reward you for the good that you have done. Somebody shout hallelujah. I love this. It get real good. It says, verse 9 says, then shalt thou call and the Lord shall answer. We've been praying for a long time. You can't get an answer from God. Listen, it's because your attitude is not right. You need to clean up your heart. Get the junk out of your heart. Get the hypocrisies out of your heart. And look to the hills from whence cometh your help. And said, Lord, have mercy on a sinner like me. The Bible tells a story about the Pharisee that went into the house of the Lord. And the Bible said, somebody said, the Bible said, that when he got into the house of the Lord, that he saw a sinner. And when he saw the sinner, he began to pray. And his prayer was ordered like this: Lord, thou knowest how I am a tither. Lord, thou knowest how I fast 3 times a week. And Lord, thou knowest. The Bible says, somebody said, the Bible says, when the sinner heard the Pharisee, the sinner realized, I don't have anything to say, because I am not like the Pharisee. His sins came up before him. The Bible says the sinner smote his chest and he opened his mouth with these few words: Lord, have mercy on me. The Bible said, somebody said, the Bible said, the sinner went to his house more justified. The sinner went to his house more justified than the self-righteous hypocrite. Now, just nudge your neighbor and say, check yourself. So what is it you're bragging about again? Lord, Lord, Lord. Somebody said, Lord, I need a noonday. Help me to plug into the system. Mm-hmm. So then shall you call and the Lord shall answer, and thou shalt cry and he shall say, here I am. Somebody shout, no more hide and go seek. God is going to tell you exactly where to find him. Here I am. My, anybody looking for God? Listen. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger. I'm going to preach a message one day entitled The Yoke. Because you see, there is no need for a yoke if there is no burden being pulled. Come on. I'm going to preach that word one day. Mm-hmm. The putting forth of the finger. This is pointing at other people, talking about other people. Not your neighbor and say, quit it while you're at it. Mm-hmm. And speaking vanity, foolishness, things that don't make no sense. Wasted time and energy. If you draw out your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thou thy light rise in obscurity. Whoa. If you do that, your light is going to rise in darkness. The noonday that I'm talking about is a noonday that shows up in the darkest hour of your life. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody need a noonday experience? Anybody need a noonday experience? Anybody ever got a noonday experience from God when you thought that you wouldn't make it? Hello, hello, hello. And thy darkness shall be as the noonday. Lift up your hand in the house of the Lord and said, I don't have any darkness in my life. And if darkness comes, I know how to rid myself of it. I will call a proper fast. Somebody put your hands together and give the Lord a mighty praise. Come on, give the Lord a mighty praise. Give the Lord a mighty praise. The Lord said, let me remind you of the fast that I have chosen. The fast that I have chosen is to break the bond of wickedness. Listen, if you don't have oppression,
come on,
eat your food.
Yes, sir.
The fast that I have chosen, said the Lord, is to burst the bond of wickedness. If you don't have any wickedness terrorizing your life, eat your food. The fast that I have chosen is to undo heavy burden. So should the saints be heavy laden? The answer is no. If you're heavy laden, 24/7, every time you see some people, how you doing? Oh, it's just bad. Nothing is happening for me. You need a fast. You're lazy. You're greedy. Turn down your plate and call a proper fast and rid yourself of the heavy burden. That is fasting to undo heavy burden. And that you, the oppressor, break your own yoke. Come on, somebody, give the Lord praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. It gets better. And I'm coming down now. It gets better. Listen to this. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure and my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight, which means you must love the Sabbath, and call it a delight, there's a blessing in it, y'all. Listen, listen. The holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor God, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking your own words. Listen, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. No wonder some folks can't be happy in the Lord. The Lord wants us to be happy because the joy of the Lord is our strength.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOT in the Raw. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409, or call 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed.